Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Weekend! Ahoy!
For some students, weekend started a little early because they're enjoying a two-hour delay this morning.
Ah, a little sleep in
Before
you have to go
a little
to school.
R&R before the ABCs.
R&R before the... I like that.
Thanks.
A little R&R before
actually,
the
it's actually a little R&R before reading, writing, and arithmetic. Think about it that way, too.
What?
Reading, writing, arithmetic. The three R's.
Oh, arithmetic. Though.
Yeah. And writing with an R. So those are the five R's.
Get some five R's.
If you live by a railroad crossing, heaven help you. That's seven R's.
So many R's in your life right
my
now.
My God.
Can I just say that the snow that is falling is...
Wet.
It's wet, but it looks like the stuff on TV.
It looks like movie snow.
Yes.
Yes. It's beautiful. It was a little tough keeping up with it on the wipers coming in, though.
Yeah.
Just because it's kind of fat.
It's very big.
Yeah. Kind of slides down the windshield.
Huge snowflakes, but I was like, oh, when I always roll my eyes, like, it's snowing. Yeah, it literally looks like snow. This looks like fake snow. This is Hollywood snow
out
there.
But it's beautiful. Just be prepared. Because it's also coming down at a pretty good clip. In fact, Cedar Rapids or Linn County is now in a winter weather advisory. Ooh. That's going to go till 3 o'clock this afternoon, which is why, again, check with your own school system. But as I look across most of Cedar Rapids area, Marion, Xavier, I know Anamosa called in to us as well. So, yeah, double check with your school system, but many running under a two-hour delay today. We knew this was coming as well.
Yeah.
And that advisory goes till 3. I'm going to guess the snow is out of here before that, as it was the other day. But just know we're going to deal with that now. Could see 1 to 3 inches.
Exciting stuff.
Yeah.
And for the better part of the day?
I mean, for the core part of the day.
The core?
The core part of our day. Our day ends about 3, right?
Yeah.
The core part of our day.
Our day. But it'll get out of here, and it looks like it's going to be a nice weekend.
Well, you got 45 on Saturday, plenty of sunshine. Sunday's 55. Monday, 65.
Okay, I was like, is it almost 70 next week?
We're climbing stair steps 10 degrees at a time, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
This Iowa weather, I tell you what.
Wait a minute, it'll change.
A snow delay, and then, Mom, can I wear shorts on Monday, right?
That's exactly how it's going to go down.
So weird.
Yes.
So weird. But, hey, that's kind of to be expected now.
Tis what it is.
Tis.
We move forward. That's why we're here. Let you know what's going on.
We got you. We got your back.
Got you and your front.
Both sides.
How come no one ever has your front?
Nobody ever takes the front.
You know what? I got your whole person.
And that.
I got your top and your bottom.
All the talkie out the front, you know? So important is the front. Why don't we get the front of people?
I think it just means like I will cover you from the backside where you can't see things coming. Right? Doesn't that be like an old army term?
Oh.
I got your back.
I got your back.
Right?
Now I get it. That was really well done.
I mean, it probably goes back to like royal times.
Sure.
Like you would have someone behind the king at all times in case of murder. Let's go further back. It probably goes back to ancient Rome.
No, further. Go back even further.
It probably goes back to Mesopotamia. Keep going.
Keep going.
It probably goes back to the Garden of Eden.
Dinosaurs.
It probably goes back to dinosaurs. Because you can see what's coming at you, but if there's a really quiet dinosaur behind you, you need another, whatever his, Neanderthal person, have back, right?
Just watch yourself. Have back.
Have back.
I'm sure that they spoke broken English. I'm sure.
They don't have complex pronouns and sentence structure yet, Claire. They're prehistoric men. But they do understand the context of back and ownership.
Have back.
Have back.
We'll have back today, okay? We will have back. And this is the dumbest thing. You love this. I don't know why. There I Ruined It people took a song by Nickelback called Photograph and changed it so that Chad Kroeger is holding up a photo of a photo of a photo. And the song is now Look at This Phonograph. It's, in my opinion, annoying, but Eric, you get the giggles.
I love this. You really have to listen closely for photograph and phonograph.
The difference between the two.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's brilliant.
10 out of 10.
We're at that point with that song that that's what that song is at now, right?
This judge says yes.
Hey, I gave it 11 and I'm only supposed to vote to 10.
Wow.
That's how much I loved it.
It makes me roll my eyes, but you're in love with
it. I'm just giggling on the inside.
This parody song. Enjoy it.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Eric, I'm super excited because my husband didn't realize what a treat he got me. I think he just thought he was doing a nice thing for a coworker. You know, somebody will show up at work and be like, hey, my kid is selling stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's like, I gotta get something from you. He got something from a coworker and brought it home. I am so happy that he did because we have an entire case of fruit.
Yummy, yummy.
Oh, yes.
Fruit salad.
Love the FFA fruit sale, apparently.
I've heard of the FFA fruit sale.
I haven't done it since I was in FFA.
It's in just a big basket of fruit?
School. Yes. Well, it, depending on what you get.
What'd you get?
Meats and cheeses. But we got the box number 4.
Okay.
Which is a nice assortment.
The contents include?
We've got grapefruit.
Yes.
We've got oranges.
Mm.
We've got apples.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got pears. I am excited. I'm also nervous to see what kind of pear this is.
That's a standard pear. It's a green pear. It's a pear.
It's a standard pear?
Yeah. What are you expecting?
I don't know. I'm just wondering, is it going to be a good tasting pear? Because usually it's really good fruit.
I love pear. I would like to have more pear in my life, actually.
Do you want to split this pear?
I'll go halvesies on that pear.
Okay, I'm going to get a paring knife and split a pear with you.
Go pair that pear.
I need to pair this pear.
So that then we'll have a pair of pears.
Yes.
Did you notice that?
Yes.
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 Okay, that'd be great.
Okay, I'm setting this to the side. This is a shared snack later.
It's a shared pear.
Yes.
What it is, it's a shared pear.
Would you like to participate in a pear share with me?
Please.
Okay.
May I? That'd be great. Pear share. I appreciate, let me start by saying this. If you're a business and you need to get the word out, the fact that you're spending money instead of like, oh, people talk about us, like you're going in the right direction.
That's
I appreciate
just
that.
Just good business sense, right?
But you got to know your audience. And sometimes I don't think the mail is the best way to do it.
Dude, I will sometimes forget to get the mail for like
part
a
of it
week.
Is the timeliness, right? There's a radio advantage, right?
Yeah.
You could call us today and we can have a commercial on like that.
Bam.
I'm going to show you the 3 pieces of mail I got on the same day.
Okay.
Card number 1 clearly wants me to enroll my kids in a school. What's the problem with that?
You don't have kids.
We don't have kids.
Huh.
Why would we receive this postcard? Makes absolutely no sense. Postcard number 2. Wants me to live at a senior living center in Iowa City.
He's not ready to do that.
I'm not. For a while, right?
For a while.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's a cool card.
The graphics are great.
But
again, it's like, you're mailing it to the wrong house, dude.
Nope.
Not us.
Nope.
Third one makes absolute sense. Revival Theater Company, we are patrons.
Yeah.
We're actually going to the show, and they actually have our address because we have spent money with them. That one I get.
That makes sense.
This one makes total sense.
Oh, you've enjoyed this before.
Yes.
Maybe you'd enjoy this again.
Next to Normal. It's coming up at the end of the month. In fact, that's one of our community spotlights coming up this Sunday.
Ooh.
So that absolutely makes perfect sense. But I don't have any children, and I'm hoping not to retire in a retirement home, a living center, anytime soon. It just seems like they just like wasted. Why don't you just go throw away your money?
And that's... You're a good person who like actually looked at it.
I also, because I'm also in the business, right? I'm like, who's using this method to advertise?
At my house, it's just straight into the garbage. I might not even have
You'd even look at it?
No.
No, I...
It's a mailer.
I like to look at the graphic design work, see if it's any good.
Oh, wow.
The color palette. Yeah.
What quality of paper?
Is it a good stock?
Is it a good weighted paper?
Yes.
Wow.
Did they use a real stamp? Or did they use like that one that the Postal Service will sell to you?
Yeah.
But hey, if you want targeted advertising, I gotta say something about us. We do that too.
Hi.
It's kind of our livelihood. So these companies and others, call us. We open at 8 o'clock.
Just put that in the recycling right there.
But that went straight to the recycling bin.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on
Z102.9. Cedar Rapids police say that approximately 12:24 yesterday afternoon, they responded to the parking lot at 4900 Council Street Northeast, which according to Google Maps is the Knoll Ridge Greenhouse, following a report of a deceased individual at that address. Officers arrived, did find a male in a temporary restroom. Appears the individual is a victim of a self-inflicted fatal wound. Following that investigation, leads led them to a crime scene in the 4400 block of Regal Avenue Northeast. Officers located two adult victims in the residence. This is now being classified as a murder-suicide.
Oh, dear.
No identities have been released as of yet. A storied institution in Iowa City, the latest to see a direct impact from arbitrary and blanket funding cuts coming from D.C. As of February the 26th, the International Writing Program, we call it the Writer's Workshop, at the University of Iowa learned its grants with the U.S. Department of State, which have been in effect for 55 years, have been terminated. Numerous programs that now have to be cut immediately, including a summer writing program for kids. The fall program looks to go forward, kind of the cohort where writers come to Iowa City, but they're going to have to trim that or slim that down. The university is reviewing the cancellation of funding through legal counsel. What's got us feeling all right on a snowy Friday morning? We got to talk granny basketball. I feel like because Iowa had such an unusual basketball program, in fact, Shannon even played 6-on-6 girls basketball. That there was a different mode of basketball depending on if you were a boy or a girl.
Yeah, the game kind of changed.
She played that through high school, and I think they switched within a couple of years of her graduating. Well, not a reflection on age, but that goes back quite a ways in the history of the state of Iowa to the 1920s. So this granny basketball concept has taken off. And there is a fundraiser on Sunday at the Anamosa High School gym. It's a granny basketball fun fundraiser, raises money for Jones County Safe and Healthy Youth Coalition.
Awesome.
So here are your teams. One side is like Jones County celebrities, like the police chief.
Okay.
Right. So that's that team versus the Grantwood Gothics, which is the home team for Anamosa.
Oh.
Featuring some other grannies from around the area, because we have a couple different grannies teams.
Okay.
So it's basically the Harlem Globetrotters.
The who's who of granny basketball.
The Harlem grannies, right? Yeah. Basically taking on the Washington Generals. Rules. 1920 Iowa girls basketball rules, which I believe is 3 on each side of the center court. So it's 6-on-6.
Uh-huh.
And you cannot cross the line as a player. So defense always stays on one side and offense always stays on another side. That's how 6-on-6 was set up. That's the basketball I grew up watching.
What?
Isn't that crazy?
That is.
You also have to be in uniform as prescribed in the 1920s, which requires bloomers and long socks.
Oh, awesome.
All going down in Anamosa on Sunday at the high school gym. Free to attend. Doors open at 1:30.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a ton of fun. That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Surprise, Post Malone has a new girlfriend, which is a bit of a 180 because last we heard in his love life, which he's pretty private about, he had a fiance and they had a baby together in 2022.
I saw an interview right before he dropped F1 Billion or whatever that album is. And yeah, it was 1 trillion. I was close. I was off by 100 billion. And he was talking about his daughter, right? And his family life. Again, a little private, but he was opening up, you know, the curtain just a little
just
bit.
Just a peek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she was a fiance.
She was a fiance. And now I think she's just an ex because he's dating a new woman. Her name is Christy Lee. And looks like they've been together since the start of this year. They were spotted in Rome in January, going out to dinner at a hotel. And it's a... he doesn't talk about it. So it's like, oh, are they together? Are they just friends? And now it's like, oh, okay. No, that's a girlfriend.
So this is all basically eyewitness account stuff at this point?
When you're packing on the PDA together.
Well, that's a girlfriend.
It's a girlfriend, right?
It's a special friend.
It's a special, special friend. Oh, I don't know. Has something to do with the fashion industry. She was an intern with a celebrity stylist at one point. That's all we know about her.
Okay.
So. Congrats, I guess. Millie Bobby Brown has a different name Millie Bobby Brown is her stage name, and she just revealed this in a new interview, which I don't think anybody knew. Her Wikipedia page doesn't make any mention of, like, that's not her real name. It's not too radically different, though. Her real name is Millie Bonnie Brown.
I like Bobby better.
I do, too.
Yeah.
No Bobby in there originally. She says she just changed it just because she could. She opted for Bobby because it's her father's name. It's like a nice little tribute.
That's fun.
But I don't know if she's ashamed of Bonnie or if, she, you know, I never, right. I don't like my name.
And you got Bobby Brown as a musical performer, too. So at least it's a name that someone's brain's going to latch into.
Yeah.
Because they've heard it before.
True. True. Maybe that was part of it.
Bonnie also sounds older, maybe?
Maybe.
Millie Bonnie.
She was
like, were you on the Titanic?
She was like 10 when she did this, though.
I know,
but it's surprising that she had the foresight to do that.
Some casting director didn't even see the headshot. Just said, I don't know if we're interviewing a Millie Bonnie. Does she know it's for a child's role?
Let's
right?
make it Bobby instead. Other stage name news. I don't think it's a surprise to anybody, but Chapel Roan is just a stage name. Her actual name is Kaylee Rose Amstutz. She is 27 now, but starting 10 years ago, her grandfather had just passed away from brain cancer, and his name was Dennis Chapel, and she wanted to pay tribute to him.
Oh.
So Chapel became her name, and his favorite song was The Strawberry Roan, which is an old poem that was
sounds very Irish.
Very much so. So she put those two things together. Her grandfather's name, Chapel.
I had no clue.
Yeah, I always wondered how she got her stage name. Chapel Roan. Huh. Okay, the search is now on for the next James Bond. Who's it going to be? The Broccoli family out of that discussion. Apparently, it's all Amazon.
Is this all on Jeff Bezos? Like, does Amazon get it? Because Amazon owns MGM, and that was always the company that distributed these movies for a long time.
Yeah.
So it is like at the end of the day, he's like Lorne Michaels, it sounds like, right?
Kind of sounds like
casting
that.
The new James Bond.
Maybe. But here's a different idea, because naturally he ultimately gets to pick, but everybody else just gets to speculate. Different theory has popped up. What if we recycled an old Bond?
Pierce Brosnan?
Yes.
Makes sense.
Some people are suggesting we get Pierce Brosnan back. He's 71 years old, which I did not realize he was that old.
Here's the problem, though. You're going the Top Gun Mission Impossible route, and that might work for a movie or two.
Got to make it make sense.
It's got to make sense. So I could go with it, I guess.
I didn't realize he had done 4 films back in the day from 95 to 2002.
I did. You should ask me.
You did?
Yeah.
I remember 2, but I don't remember 4.
You don't remember 4?
No. He was my Bond. Like, I grew up with Pierce Brosnan. So I
grew up
it.
Watching him as Remington Steele, which was kind of a spy cloak and dagger TV show. I loved it.
He has that look.
He does ooze Bond for sure.
He was asked if he would do it, and his answer was yes and no. He said, of course, how could I not be interested? But it's a delicate situation now. I think it's best if we let sleeping dogs lie, really. I think so. It's a rather romantic notion, an idea. But I think everything changes. Everything falls apart. I think it's best left to another man, really. Fresh blood. Is that a classy?
As he said it, he was wearing an ascot and had a pocket square.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. For,
and by the way, it was just a Saturday. But that's what he wears.
But that's just what he wears.
Because he's Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah. Classy guy.
That's fan yourself a little harder there, Claire.
Sorry. Hot in here, just me? That's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
On this 10th week of the year, 2025, broadcasting from an elevation of 840 feet above sea level at a latitude of 41.88 degrees north and a longitude of 91.72 degrees west. It's nerd news.
Nerd news!
Let's start over there in Europe. The world's first and possibly only orchestra to exclusively make music from vegetables.
How?
Just awarded a Guinness World Record after playing 344 concerts over the past 27 years.
So I know you can make like a flute, right? Like a wind instrument.
Sure.
But are there like broccoli violins?
The 11-piece vegetable orchestra formed in Vienna, Austria in 1999. when some musicians of various backgrounds came together with the idea of carving veggies into instruments. So as you were talking wind instruments, you get a good girthy carrot.
Yeah.
And now you've got a recorder.
Yeah.
Apparently leeks can be hollowed out, add strings, and can be made into mandolins.
No.
Yes. Do you want to know how they started this? They would get together.
Boredom.
Boredom. And they just loved soup. They would have soup parties where they were making soups and cutting up fresh vegetables, and one thing led to another, and like, let's try making instruments out of these things.
How come we don't have more soup parties?
And it stuck. And also, side story, more soup parties. Today, by the way, a great day for a soup party.
Normalize soup parties, please.
So here's how it works. Before every performance, every instrument is made fresh.
Yeah, you'd want it fresh.
Then, because after about 6 hours, yeah, they lose their shape or durability. Any unused vegetables are made into soup,
yep,
and served at the concert.
Oh, awesome.
And then everything is then put into basically their Yardie carts because it's 100% organic.
That is so cool.
And answering everybody's question, is it because you guys are vegetarians? No. And they get that question all the time, and it makes them mad, and they love meat. They just happen to play vegetable instruments. Do not taunt the vegetable instrument playing man.
Do meat instruments.
A Pokemon.
Drumsticks out of drumsticks. No, no.
A Pokemon shaped flaming hot Cheeto, nicknamed Cheetozard. Like
Cheetozard?
Cheeto, like Cheeto Lizard.
Cheetozard.
Cheetozard.
No. Charizard.
Sold for $87,840. $87,840 this Cheeto sold. Opening bid was $250, jumped in the upper five figures. And yeah, it's named for, I guess, Charizard is the Pokemon character. It's about 3 inches. The person made a customized Pokemon card to reflect this particular version in its Cheeto-ness. Cheetos was following the sale the entire time and actually commented on the Instagram account. For
they
the auction house.
It, though.
No, they were not the ones who bought
it. They were following along. Okay.
But they were 100% totally okay with it at the same time.
Well, of course.
Cheetahzard. And wrapping up nerd news. A Texas space company has successfully completed the first successful commercial moon landing as Firefly Aerospace's Blue Ghost touched down on the lunar surface and started operating on Sunday. This is the latest of a series of attempts to commercially operate something on the moon. But the other two, one fell over, and the one from India, like, came in too hot and crashed.
Bummer.
Those are the two other attempts. While it is a commercial mission, the Blue Ghost Expedition is part of NASA's, quote, Commercial Lunar Payload Services Initiative. Thus, they're schlepping stuff to the moon for NASA. Thus, I'm calling this the first ever DoorDash or Instagram delivery on the moon. It's Instacart, right?
It essentially, yes.
I need this to go there, and yep, I can't go there, so you do it. So, yeah, they're hauling stuff on behalf of NASA to the moon for future missions that are planned.
Huh.
By the way, to make this all work out, it was launched January 15th, and one just landed on Sunday. There's another lunar lander orbiting the moon right now, and when it's told to do so in May or June, they're going to flip a switch, and that's also going to land on the moon. Which is just boggles the mind.
That's crazy.
Because everything you think of from the U.S. space race is like, we got one shot, guys. You got to get the math right. You got to get the trajectory right. You got to make sure that the speed is right or wrong, all of that. No, there are two. There's one that landed and one that's just hanging out that they will eventually deploy later. That's how far we've come.
That's kind of cool.
In the science of going to space.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the fact now that knowing if we ever to live in space and you wanted to order some food, if it launches in January, now it's March, whatever, it's going to take some time.
Well, yeah, it's a long way.
Yeah, just keep checking your phone. It's like, oh, they're 60 minutes out. Oh, they're 60 days away.
Dang.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9.
It's like playing a little bit more every day.
I love it so much.
Because I don't know all of the song.
I don't know it either, but it is going to be a great day for the Irish on St. Patrick's Day as the Sabbath Episode Parade makes its way back to St. Patrick's Day, Monday, March 17th.
We've been holding on this announcement for a month or so, there is a tradition with the morning scramble that on St. Patrick's Day morning, we always have live in studio Wild Neps. And they're also well known for playing our area for the Hooli.
Yeah.
Around the parade time, usually doing shows at some of the area bars and halls. You know, they're in pretty big demand come St. Patrick's Day time.
Very popular. Great Irish band. Maybe you saw them at the Hooli this past weekend. They are a favorite and a staple. However, things in the old Wild Nep family are changing.
Yes, there's two very familiar voices you're hearing in this song right here.
The James brothers, Wes and Steven, and their lead singer is Wes.
Wes, I don't want to say the front man because they all kind of take turns playing, but
he's the lead singer.
Recognizable from Wild Nep. Well, Wes is calling it quits.
He's hanging up his kilt and stepping away from the microphone.
Is he at least pulling it off? Or will there be a pair of pants?
Some pants.
After a man hangs up his quilt, does he move to pants? I hope. Wes?
Yes. Right? Yeah, hopefully. But he has announced that he will be stepping away from the band. He's going to be retiring. And this is his last St. Patrick's Day season. So all of the performances that they're playing in the area, it's like your last chance to see Wes as a part of the group. And I mean, the number of years that they have made their way onto this very program, we just wanted to acknowledge the fact that that is a very, very cool time in this band's history.
Totally. And they deserve the proper send-off. And that is what the Z102.9 entry in the Sappet Episode Parade is going to do. We're going to start with our marching band, then a cotillion of vehicles, and the final person you're going to see being towed on his very own platform is Wes.
Yes.
The man of honor.
The man of honor, wishing him a happy retirement for all that they've done for years and years. We're calling it Happy Retirishment.
Happy Retirishment, Wes!
We want to wish him well, and we want everybody to do so as we make our way through the streets of downtown Cedar Rapids.
Be on the lookout for the supersized, extra big Z102.9 parade entry in Sappet Episode, complete with our marching band, which, again, if you are available in which to play, you just have to have an instrument and be available on Monday afternoon of St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, please join us. Please.
Get those entries to scramble at KZIA.com and make sure you are saying happy retirement to Wes from Wild Nept.
It's the morning scramble.
The morning scramble.
Z102.9.
Let's spin the wheel of useless knowledge to get you ready for a weekend. We have a ton of information that comes through the office. It does. And I keep little bits.
Little?
Little tidbits. I
can barely see your face right now. Little.
Okay, well, I have a problem.
It stacks up.
I don't hoard a lot of things, but what I do hoard is useless knowledge.
And I love that the only system we have to get rid of it is to take it away four pages at a time.
You just chip away here and there.
We can throw away stacks at a time, but no.
No, just I don't want to do that.
Fair enough. I believe in the power of a good system.
Yeah.
One.
Number one. Martha Stewart has been struck by lightning 3 times.
That is not a good thing.
It can't be good.
3 times. Well, she does a lot of gardening.
3 times. Yeah. The first time she was in her garden. The second time she was inside her house.
How?
Skylight.
Okay.
Is that possible?
I stand here corrected. Go on. How was the third time?
The third time she hasn't talked about.
Why? Let's talk about that one. Let's talk about that
one. Well, it must hurt. She did say it's awful.
She must also be a person who ignores weather forecasts, right? It'll pass, right? It'll pass over me.
It'll pass over. Well, the first time.
3 times?
But the second time, you were inside. Inside!
You're supposed to get away from windows during storms, Martha.
Well, I can't help it. I live in a glass house. Oh, boy.
That was spin number 2, and it landed on 3.
Oh, boy. Okay, that almost made me sick. Woo. It's like a tilt-a-whirl. When Anders Celsius invented his temperature scale in 1742, he had put the boiling point of water as 0 degrees and then the freezing point as 100 degrees.
Why? That seems 100% backward. I mean, well, as we know it now.
Here's the weird thing, is you think it's backward because that's the way it is now. They waited until he was dead and they flipped it.
They didn't want to make him mad?
I guess nobody wanted to tell him to his face. That's what you did was stupid.
You used a big number for a cult thing, Anders. That's Anders. Not the way to do it.
Anders, you idiot.
Anders is an idiot. Anders is an idiot.
Why didn't you just do it when he was alive? Let's wait till he's dead.
He's the embarrassment of the Celsius family.
We'll just wait till the old guy croaks and then we'll change it. What
this
do we
is
got?
Spin number 3 for the Wheel of Useless Knowledge. 8, higher up the chain there.
Oh, my goodness. Let me go through to 8. The first words Mickey Mouse ever said.
Hiya, pals.
Wrong. And I'm disappointed in you.
That I don't know.
You should know.
I should know this.
I feel like you're going to love this.
Testing
on.
Testing?
No, the first words he ever said were, hot dogs, hot dogs.
Oh, now you say that, I think I've had that come up in a Disney trivia question before.
Oh, really?
Yes.
It came in an animated short called The Carnival Kid in 1929.
Hot dogs!
And is that why the new Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, their song is all hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog?
Do you think it's that close? Like, that's the reason?
Like, they wanted to have a little nod to history?
Little hot dog homage, perchance? Is that exactly what you're thinking?
I think that's... I can't understand why else they would have that be the theme song for Mickey Mouse Clubhouse and not something about Mickey.
Oh,
I always
boy.
Thought this was random.
Well, maybe.
Hot dog!
I stand here as the Disney fan, embarrassed.
Oh, boy.
I've let you down. I've let me down. I've let the Celsius family down.
You go ahead and keep that apology going.
Martha Stewart. What do you mean keep that apology going?
I don't know. I like it.
Stay in the 8 family, please.
Okay. The next number 8 says that there is, not was, there is a religion called Mama Tata, which it was founded by someone who saw a vision of Jesus riding a motorcycle.
Mama Tata.
Mama Tata. So it's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
How does one get baptized into Mama Tata?
And what are the other rules of your religion?
Can you imagine? First of all, no robes, leather jackets.
Yes, yes.
Mama Tata.
I mean, it seems like it's Christianity.
Yes.
But
is the altar chrome?
With motorcycles?
Are you baptized in oil?
There is much we do not know about Mama Tata.
Is it the opposite of Hell's Angels?
Oh!
The Mama Tata.
Mama Tata.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
Silly squabbles between friends, family, and coworkers can go on forever.
Good news, Jury in a Hurry with the Morning Scramble can solve those quick.
But don't take our word for it.
Jury in a Hurry? It's magic.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.